The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're pulling back the curtain on some of those areas of our lives that are now officially kid-dominated.
Yesterday, we talked about how the content of our purses has become nearly unrecognizable since becoming moms. Today, we move into the bathroom and fling the doors open wide on the medicine cabinet.
You'll see a wide array of colorful medicines in there, all flavored to encourage our kids to choke them down. There's cherry, we've got some grapes, some orange, and way in the back, there's that dye-free berry medicine they didn't want to take because it didn't look right.
Yes, the clear medicines just seem to throw them, don't they?
They do.
In addition to the colorful bottles, my medicine cabinet now has several new things that it didn't have before. Somebody started calling me mom. Now I've got a blue bulb syringe just perfect for unstopping a tiny nose. I should probably throw that one away. A million assorted Band-Aids with cartoon characters printed all over them. A thermometer and many, many measuring cups.
Me too. My medicine cabinet has lots of anti-itch remedies, poison ivy, bug bites. Kids just always seem to be itching. Also have some tweezers dedicated to extracting ticks in the summer.
That makes me itch just thinking about it.
Me too.
Speaking of summer medical emergencies, I have a huge display of sunscreens in my medicine cabinet. I'm always on the lookout for a brand that doesn't burn my daughter's eyes when she sweats. I'm still searching.
Me too. Well, thanks for listening today. Tune in tomorrow when we'll talk about what's now in our cars since becoming parents.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.